Because two of our favourites on this show, none other than Gold Logie winner Grant Denyer and one of your faves of all time, Larry Emder.
Don't make it awkward.
What do you mean?
Do you have a crush?
I wasn't going to mention the crush.
It's all right. Everyone's got a crush.
Are you excited about Larry's new gig hosting The Chase?
I am.
Yes.
I read about that. You know what I was happy about when I was in the supermarket? I was happy that it was not two women feuding.
Yes.
It was two men having a feud, a new idea.
This is the beef that I wanted to talk about. The cover of New Idea, Larry stole my job. Brett Daniels. Fury. Since then, I've been following this with much amusement on Instagram.
Yeah, because the two guys have been going at it on Insta.
Yes.
They've taken it from the mags and they've taken control of their own feud.
Yes. Larry called Family Feud host a little bitch. And then Grant responded, you selfish bastard, Larry Emder. You stole my job. Stuff this. The bromance is over. Little Spoon out. And I
very
thought,
cute.
This is too good just for Instagram. We need him on the show. Welcome, gentlemen.
Sorry. I'm not doing the same show as him, so if he's on now, I'll have to come back on later.
Carrie, Tommy, Laurie Emder, lovely to chat.
I mean, because where do you want to start? Don't leave your crush out of this. Where do you want
to
start?
I just like that the two nicest men in showbiz have gone, are playing dirty.
Yeah.
I mean, I did see one post that I didn't have the context, but it was about Grant hiding outside Larry's house covered in baby oil. Did that or did that not happen?
Well, it happens all of the time.
What do you mean?
Well, every time there's a full moon and he hasn't got another show on, which is like a lot, he's outside my house naked.
Right. And do you or do you not enjoy seeing that?
Well, it was I got to say it was novel the first time, but it's pretty cold now, so it's a weird sight, I've got to say.
Little Spoon.
Mr. Denyer, your response?
Well, you do one press lizard on his window and now all of a sudden you're a creep.
Oh, mate. God, I'm on Ender's side. That's too much.
Is the press lizard, is that a cousin of the squashed rat?
It's just an uglier cousin.
Mate, I'd love to have the manhood to do a press lizard. And so, gentlemen, how are we gonna sort this out? I mean, Grant, I'm gonna ask you first, is it a fight to the death that has to happen?
Well, I think so. I was deeply offended. As you know, New Idea is at the forefront of fine journalism.
Yes.
And for me to find out by reading that front page paper that I was indeed supposed to host The Chase, you know, I was gutted. But the fact that he wanted to fire barbs at me for daring to challenge him about
get
it.
Get a
you
man
know, like,
when he's down. It's too much.
Well, I was really sad that because we've been mates for a long time, and I was really, really sad that he chose to air this in a magazine instead of doing what we've historically done when we have a difference, which is just chew each other's nipples till one cries. And so it's really broken. It's broken from tradition, and I didn't understand that.
Who does usually win the great nipple chew-off?
Well, just look at his height. Clearly, he has an advantage being down there.
I tried to get into him and have a go and say, look, how dare you ruin my career like this? And he's like, mate, he goes, I'm unemployed at the moment. And he goes, sorry, mate, I'm working. I'm doing the morning show between whatever day it is, whatever time it is. And I was like, mate, come on.
Oh, Kylie,
yeah. Yeah. And as if you work, anyone who ever watches that show knows that Kylie Gillies does all the heavy lifting and all the gags.
I didn't know, even though you knew about the morning show, I thought you'd just been stuck in the jungle still. I didn't even know if you were out of there yet.
Did the feud begin? I'm wondering whether the feud began. Grant, did you or did you not get a bit jealous when Larry went topless, fit at 50 in the cover of Men's Health? Is that when it all began?
Yeah.
Look, I got to be honest. There is a pile of magazines in my bathroom, and that one is right at the top.
Yeah, I knew there was trouble when I saw not only the ripping rig in that photo, but I thought those nipples have been chewed with an inch of their lives.
And that lizard's looking very small.
That lizard is small. Someone's got to free that beast. So is there any kind of peace that can be made
jelly
here?
Jelly fight,
okay, because he's too keen.
Dickmore, calm down.
Yeah. Well, you know, I didn't get to see the exhibition match that went down yesterday between Floyd Mayweather and some YouTube guy.
Logan Paul. Yep.
But I feel like I missed out on that. But perhaps we could set up an exhibition match between you two.
Ooh.
Well, Larry and I are both so small that if indeed we actually just popped on each other's shoulders, we only make up one entire person. So we could take on Floyd Mayweather as a team.
That's nice. You could put a jacket over you like the kids do in the movies. And then you wonder why your stomach's coughing. That's good. Okay, gentlemen. Well, I think unless there's any final words, I sounds like this rivalry is just going to continue. Is there anything else that either of you would like to add?
Yeah. Look, if I can just go first and just say I want you to make sure as you're listening to this segment that you believe everything you read, okay? Because the other day I was on the front page of New Idea announcing that I just had a baby boy, and it was a photo of my daughter from 9 years ago who is a girl. So believe everything.
Oh, that took a turn. I should just check, though, Grant, since you have lost this job, I'm just wondering, will you be able to put food on the table? Will you be okay?
Look, I'm just a struggling ex-weather girl trying to make ends meet in a tough old world. But, you know, I know where Larry's car is parked. I'm not afraid to key it, and if not, I'll go and sit in the cash cow in to take a big dump in his office.
All right, come on. Hey, listen, baby John Denyer. Listen, I believe there's a chance they're bringing back Celebrity Dog School, and I have put your name right on top of the list.
It's always a pleasure, boys. Grant Denyer.
Hold on, I'm going to say one time.
Oh,
one
this
more time.
Crush? Is this
no, just
crush?
Again. Oh. Any chance for Jelly Wrestle in a ring? I can I'm organise
so
it. I
Gentlemen,
can get
I'm
it
so
happening.
Sorry about the lack of professionalism. I'm really sorry.
All I need to hear is a yes, yes.
Okay, well, look, as long as my stage name can be Press Lizard, then I'm in.
We've done this before, Carrie. We've been alone in the dark before. I don't like the way he touches me. So I'm going to go a hard no on the jelly.
Oh, you definitely should go a hard no.
He could have just said a soft no and it would have been less
sexy.
Grant Denyer, Larry Emder, thank you, gentlemen.
Love you, guys. Denyer.
Love you too, Larry.